Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
In a few minutes, we'll play pick six with our favorite plays across the board in college and the NFL. And Denton, normally I feel like you do all college, but I'm seeing a little sprinkling of the NFL, because if I have this correct, I do feel like you feel the most confident in college football, correct?
My bankroll suggests the same thing. College football is the bread and butter. But, you know, I'm team guy. Team player, do a little Salt Bay sprinkle of NFL in the pick six this week.
Ah, well, I do think it's situational, because, like, I'm the opposite, where I like betting on the NFL more than college, just because I feel like there are fewer teams to track and there are fewer variables to track, where, like, the roster isn't just upended every single year and there's all these quarterbacks you have to track. But I am doing a college pick this week. And here's the great thing about, you know, our Friday show is that there are more options, and the more options, the better chance you have to find something you like. Because sometimes you like a game, and then you look at the number, you're like, well, I don't like that number. So we move on, and we keep scrolling. So the more options you have, the better chance you have to win games. But I say that as I knock on wood, because it's still very hard to beat the books.
By the way, I got a huge card. I'm either, and when we get to our best bets for the end of the day, I'm either going to just completely get myself up and looking right, or I'm going to have the worst record in the history of the show for a week, especially for someone that only did 3 days.
Then I've done the show for almost 5 years. I can almost very confidently say that you will not have the worst record in the history of the Daily Tap, because we've been doing the show for quite some time.
Just for a week. Like, there might be a lot of L's if I have a bad weekend.
Oh, I've been there. Every single scenario, I've been there. I feel like a wise old better that I'm like, oh, you want to talk about losing? Mama's been there. An 0-7 week, Mama's been there. So if that happens to be the case, which we hope is not the case, I will be there to hold your hand, and we'll get right back up on the horse, and we'll bet 7 more plays on Monday to make up for those.
All right. If you insist, I'll chase.
It's fine. I mean, it's just betting, whatever. As long as you're not, like, betting your rent money on it, it'll be just fine. And some of those promos and some of those free bets, they're out there. Might as well take advantage of them. All right, so let's get to our favorite plays of the day that we are going to sink or swim with. It's time for Pick Six.
Pick Six.
All right, so I'm going to start in the college game, which is obviously a departure for me. I am normally somebody who bets on the NFL, but I think this is a good spot for Oklahoma. I'm going to take the Sooners laying 6.5 at home against Missouri. I think a lot of people see this as a letdown spot for Oklahoma coming off of that big win against Alabama. But I think the main matchup in this one is Oklahoma's run defense going against Ahmad Hardy, because this is the key playmaker for Missouri. Ahmad Hardy leads the nation in rushing yards, and he is absolutely dynamic. But I do think Oklahoma is certainly matched with talent to slow down Hardy in this one and make Missouri one-dimensional when it comes to their offense, because that's what we've seen all season long. Oklahoma, a top 10 run defense. And so I think Brent Venables is going to have a great game plan here. I'm not sure how much I trust Oklahoma's offense, but I do think this defense is going to put up an absolute masterclass I think they're going to outmatch Missouri no matter who's playing at quarterback. And I do think Oklahoma still has something to prove. Like, look at how difficult their schedule is. And, you know, they've gotten through it and they're still in the driver's seat when it comes to the college football playoff. So I'm going to lay the points with Oklahoma here and bank on one of the best defenses in the country to get it done.
It should be a fun one. It's one of the only games that actually matters this weekend. One of the only games that has a ranked on ranked element, and it's not just the SEC taking advantage of layups. That one's going to be a noon kick in Norman.
Pick six. Pick six.
I'm staying in college. I'm taking Maryland plus 14 against Michigan. This is really more of a Michigan play than it is a Maryland play because Michigan's offense is not all that explosive. And while Maryland is very bad this year at football, I do think the talent is there to at least keep this game close. And with Bryce Underwood, who's playing well, but he's not playing excellent, this Michigan team just struggles to score. They were laying 11 last week against Northwestern, couldn't get it done. So I don't have any rhyme or reason to think that they're going to turn around and lay 14 against Maryland. So I'm going to back the Terrapins in this one. Michigan's still going to win the game. They're still going to go into that matchup against Ohio State rivalry weekend, looking and feeling pretty good about themselves. But I like Maryland to cover the 14 against Michigan and the freshman quarterback.
I do think there are some sleepy spots this weekend for teams that don't really have to prove anything. And some of these spreads that are north of two touchdowns. If you want to watch that one, it is a 4 Eastern kick in College Park.
Pick six. Pick six.
All right, now we go to the NFL. I'm going to be taking the points with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Going to take the Steelers plus 2.5. Wish we got a 3 here, but I'll take the 2.5 against the Bears. Just because we've seen this storyline from the Bears is that they play in a ton of close games, even against teams that are not that great. Like, if you look at their wins, yes, they're impressive. Yes, the Bears are 7-3, but I do think eventually the pendulum's going to swing the other way. So the Bears have won 19-17, 24-20, 47-42, and then earlier in the season, there were back-to-back games that they won by the exact same score of 25-24. So we know the Bears play in close games. So even if they win this one, I'll take the points. And plus, I do think the Steelers have the capability of harassing Caleb Williams and making him make mistakes here. Because the Steelers rank top 5 in the league in sacks, you know, for their defense. And I understand the defense has been a little inconsistent, but we did see flashes of what they can do last week, limiting the Bengals to only 12 points. So I like the Steelers. I think they're a live dog. But I will take the 2.5 against the Bears.
Going to be really interested to see how they try and stifle Caleb Williams, how they try and confuse Caleb Williams at the line of scrimmage, and then the way those defensive backs in Pittsburgh are playing right now. I really like this pick. If you want to watch it, 1 p.m. Eastern time, kick in Chicago.
Pick six. Pick six.
I'm going out of my comfort zone with this one, Chelsea. I feel proud of myself already. I usually don't like laying double-digit lines in the NFL, but I'm going to do it. I'm laying the Lions minus 10.5 against the Giants. The worst positioning for the Giants to be in. The Detroit Lions felt like they were robbed on prime time against the Philadelphia Eagles in a game where they only scored 9 points, and you get to play them right after. This is going to be a beatdown. This is going to be a get-right game for Detroit. I expect a lot of offense against the Giants defense that, in their credit, they've been pretty good, but Detroit has so many weapons, and they need to get their confidence back after what took place against Philadelphia. They've now lost 2 of their last 3, Detroit has. So this is a really bad spot for the Giants to be in. They are getting, hopefully, Jackson Dart back. It sure seems like it's moving in that direction that their rookie quarterback is going to be able to play. But I question what his play style is going to be like after suffering the concussion against Chicago a couple weeks ago that caused him to miss a game. How is that going to play? How is he going to play? And how is he going to deal with a Detroit defense that's going to be breathing down his neck? So I don't love laying double-digit lines in the NFL, but in a week with multiple double-digit lines in the NFL, I'm going to pick the one I'm most comfortable in. I'm going to lay the 10 with the Detroit Lions.
Right, especially in a game with a total of 50. So, like, points are not supposed to be at a premium in this one. And here's the stat of the week that we can when it comes to betting. The Lions are a perfect 13-0 against the spread coming off a loss. So that is a pretty remarkable trend. And it goes to show that the Lions are out for blood when they're looking for revenge off of those losses. If you do want to watch...
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
This game, the time for this one is 1 Eastern in Detroit.
Pick six.
All right, so I'm going to go to this next game, and I feel like it is a battle of narratives. So I'm going to take the Eagles laying 3 points on the road at the Cowboys, and it feels to me like a sell-high spot on a Cowboys offense that looked really good against the Raiders. But that Raiders defense is a very far cry from what we've seen from the Eagles defense this year. In fact, the Eagles defense is probably responsible for most of their wins this year. They've got playmakers all over the field. So I do think that they're going to negate some of what Dak Prescott does through the air there. And here's the thing about the Eagles offense. I understand it's not a fun offense to watch. And listen, even the guys on the team don't look like they are having fun. But this should be a nice break from some of the good defenses that the Eagles have faced. Going on the road to play the Packers. Packers, a solid defensive unit. The Lions, still a tough defensive unit. Maybe not one of the best in the NFL, but I don't think I'm completely sold on the Cowboys at stopping really good teams, because the Cowboys have 0 wins against teams with winning records this year, I believe. They could have had one in that overtime game against the Packers, but they tied. So it's just a Cowboys team that I've believed in, you know, and I have been burned. I said, oh, Dak Prescott, CeeDee Lamb, George Pickens, this offense can go against even the best of defenses. And then the Cowboys swiftly got blown out by the Broncos 44-24. And it's not like the Broncos offense is something to write home about. So I'm on the Eagles in this one. I don't care if it's on the road, and I don't care if A.J. Brown continues to complain. The Eagles find ways to win, and I think they do that here.
I will say, selfishly, it would make me very nice if A.J. Brown has nothing to complain about this weekend. I'm 1-10 in my fantasy league, Chelsea, and a large part of that is because they are not throwing A.J. Brown the ball. So I'd like them to throw him the football. I do like this play, though. It feels like Philadelphia is just a significantly more talented roster than Dallas is, and Dallas has very much been on a roller coaster and just a general rule of thumb, which we've learned to this point in the NFL season. Just because a team plays really well against the Raiders doesn't mean that team's very good. Just means that the Raiders are very much not good. You can catch that game 425. It'll be live from Jerry World.
Pick six.
Final play for me. We're going back to the world of college football. I'm taking Cincinnati +2.5 against the 11th ranked BYU. This one's going to be a later game, and the Big 12 after dark is very much a thing. We lost the Pac-12 after dark, and in comes the Big 12 after dark. BYU has been whatever the opposite of a darling is to the books. Redheaded stepchild, you might call it. That's kind of been what BYU is with the way that Vegas has played them over the last 2 years. They don't like BYU, but Vegas is oftentimes right with these sorts of things. So it's not more so a play on Cincinnati than it is the book is giving us a reason that they think that BYU is not going to be as maybe dynamic against the Cincinnati offense that you would look at in paper and see BYU should be killing them. So I'm going to take Cincinnati to keep it close, and I think Cincinnati keeping it close is going to make it a little bit more interesting in the Big 12 landscape. We know that Texas Tech is just about a guarantee to play into the Big 12 championship game. If Cincinnati beats BYU, that does open up the door, the avenue potentially, for Utah to get in there rather than a rematch of BYU and Texas Tech, which is selfishly what I'm rooting for. But this is system play. I'm taking Cincinnati, the unranked short home dog, +2.5 against ranked BYU.
Yeah, that line does not make sense to me. Sometimes we see this in college football where the fishy lines, like, you see the games play out and you're like, oh, maybe the odds makers do know what they're talking about. But I don't know. It feels to me like BYU is very similar to Utah, and Utah blew out Cincinnati and Cincinnati could not score. So I don't know about that one, but we'll see. Like, I don't know about a lot of my plays. I do want to correct myself if I said something, because this is going to live rent-free in my brain if I said this incorrectly. So I said, hopefully I said that the Broncos offense is nothing to write home about, not the defense. The defense is certainly something to write a very long letter to all of your friends that you know, because the defense has been incredible. But it's wild to me how at some point in the season, our opinion probably needs to shift about some of these teams that we continue to leave the light on for, like the Eagles, like the Chiefs, and even to an extent, the Bills. Like, think about a parlay fading the Bills, the Chiefs, and the Eagles this weekend. That's probably a pretty big plus money play, and it's within the realm of possibility.
Which is crazy in November, because you think you trust those teams the most in the month of November. And I like the way that you put that, where it's time to just kind of come to reality a little bit with some of these teams. Kansas City is the prime example. If they lose, I mean, they're not guaranteed in the postseason. Everybody else in the AFC is such a good team. Like, right now, they're still the fourth favorite on BetMGM to win the Super Bowl. They're on the outside looking in the playoff picture at the moment. So this is a really big weekend for those sorts of teams. We saw what Buffalo did last night, but for Kansas City against Indianapolis, it's also a great opportunity for Indianapolis to be like, hey, we are real, by the way, guys. I know everyone is saying that we're not, but we are very much real. We just beat the Chiefs. That's going to be a big one.
I feel like there's still detractors of the Broncos, despite like the Broncos having some really good wins. And their defense is really good. And listen, I just said their offense was not good. And I still stand by that. But sometimes the defense is enough. And it's just one of those wild years in the NFL where maybe you just don't have to be dominant this year. Maybe it's just going to be the team that gets hottest down the stretch. And maybe it's going to be one of those passing of the torch years, which, you know, it's the ultimate parody league. Maybe it's going to be, you know, somebody different when it comes to the AFC. All right, coming up next, our best bets of the entire slate come your way. Props, sides, totals, you name it. It's after the break here on the Daily Tip.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.